staat der stickel mei shloach da go der geschaim arami oy vedovi zukt der heilige mei shloach atam shmafkhul pashas bikidim boze. The reason why the person that brings the bikurim begins the parsha of the bikurim with arami oy vedovi lechayre, why are you going back all the way to Lavan and Yaakov Avinu? What's the importance of that beginning? Aderech mash omru zal, chazal seim zechtes bruches, say the tefillah shmenesre. The seid of the tefillah shmenesre that we have is Gimel Rishoynis, the first three bruches of Mogen Avraham, and Mechai Mesim and Kela Kodosh, is ke'evet shem mesad ha-shvach lefnei rabbi. Like an evet, he's mesad ha-shvach. He's mesad ha-shvach, first he gives praise to his master, he's mesad ha-shvach, for his master before he begins to ask him what he wants, his own personal requests. Secondly, you ask for what you need from your master. The gimel achroin is kimekabel pras miraboy. It's as if you're mekabel already the pras, the niftar, and you already left for holich loy b'tzorach lechroya. So you bow in front of your master when you're leaving. You received what you asked for, and you're leaving. That's why you give thanks to Hashem, the Baruch of Ritzei, Moidim, and Sim Sholim. It's as if you're returning the Toivah that you got from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kigoin. Someone that asks from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he wants to be Mavich, he wants to make some money. Uzaloi. Let's say the Eibishter Rebbeinu Shalom helped him, v'hirviach, and he was successful. Tzorach limsra koil Hashem v'zbach b'chazor. You have to give everything back to Rebbeinu Shalom. Sheyilmoid loy ma yaseh b'chol pruta. You want to learn from the Rebbeinu Shalom, what should I do with every single pruta that I made, that I got from you? How should I act with all the money that I have that should be k'ritzoinoi? Should be like the Rotsna Hashem v'shlo yoytzien chaz v'sholoim. Use the money for things or in places that are neged the Eibishter's Ratzon. That's the Gimel Achroinus. V'zeh Pirshkim Mekabel Pras Mirabui. As if you Mekabel Pras V'tzorach V'chulei, like it says about the V'tzorach, that's V'nifta V'hoid L'chloi, V'tzorach L'chroya. What's V'tzorach L'chroya? What do you mean you have to bow down? That the pshat is, I got from you what I asked for. Now I'm bowing down to you. I'm achnia myself to you. That please, I want to use whatever you gave me. It should be in accordance to what you want, not neg the chochas v'sholem. That's the gimel. That's kamakabel pras miraboy. And you're leaving the tzorach lechroya in you from eshtachavoye and achno. You be machnia yourself to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That the shefa that you receive from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be used in accordance with what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants.
Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Yes. Yes, yes.
What is it? I just want to make sure I understand properly. When he says, Gimachrainas who Hachzar Satoiva, so he's saying Hachzar Satoiva means to know what to do with.
Yeah, it's as if you're giving it back and tell them, listen, this is what you gave me. I want to use it together with you. You tell me what to use it for. That's what it means, Achzor HaSatov. It doesn't mean you're giving it back to them literally. Right. You're not keeping it. Right. It means that I'm giving it back to you. The koyach, the oifen, how I should use it, is being returned to you, that you should be madrich me and be mechavent me how to use it. That's how the Shmanesra is divided up. It's brought down many times in the Ishbitz Sforum and Befrat Badinif and Bikurim, but not only Meir Shaloyach, in other places, in other Sforum, is Yankiv, is Yishorim. They gam can in Yibikurim. Kashatova Yalorat, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to have all the good Zachen. The Ibish is going to give you everything. Tachzir HaToyv Hashem. Bring it back, the Toyv to the Boy Shalom, behind Lobe Samigdosh. Bring back the Bikurim is the Reishis, the Koyach, the Reishis Oinoi, the Spitz from your crop, from what you got from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. bring it back to the Rebbe Shlom, to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Mokam Hashchina, the Titan as a Mufcha LaKoyin, give the Mufcha to the Koyin, the Chosen, you give it to the Koyin, the Teida, and that's all you know, Ki Adayin HaKoyin Bi Adah Boireh. Nowadays, we don't have this direct dialogue with the Rebbe Shlom, that we can say, okay, Rebbe Shlom, tell me what to do. Tell me exactly how to use it. We don't have that dialogue. What we do have is that we want at least to have the hakara, to have the recognition that I received everything from the Rebbe Shlom. That recognition is going to help me to use it properly, that it shouldn't be used negative. If I have the hakara, if I have the recognition, at least that I recognize that everything I have is received from the Rebbe Shlom, that I'm not going to have the ha'oza to use it for things which is negative. So how am I mashrish this hakara, this recognition, to realize this realization? How do I internalize this realization that everything I have is from the Rebbe Shlom, it's not chas v'sholem, koyche v'yotzim yodi, also li yisachay lazeh? That's why you bring bikurim. I'm living in some place in Eretz Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, the crops came out. I take those crops, and I bring it to the Rebbe Shlom, I bring it all the way back to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, and I give the mufcha, which I would want to use, the first, the spitz, I give that to the Kohen. The mufcha is always the thing that's the ending of a bechor. A bechor, there's a certain kesher that a father has with the bechor more than all the children, is because the bechor is the righteous. He's the first koyach that was given out. That's the bikurim. You take the spitz, the erish, the koyaches, and you want to already enjoy it, you take that, no. You take it and you give it to the Eibishter. You give it to the Kohen, because that's mashrish, it's mechanachil, it's mashrish b'kirbucha, to internalize that I have the akor meito yizborach. Everything is still b'yad ha'boirei. It was given to you, but it's still by the Eibishter, because the Eibishter, you have to use it the way that the Baruch Shalom wants you to use it. Don't use it any other way that you want. Use it the way that the Baruch Shalom wants you to use it. And it should be a part of your tefillah to the Eibishter. Because you bring it to Bikurim, you're mispal to the Baruch Shalom. Baruch Shalom, help me make sure that I have this recognition constantly, and I always use whatever hashpah that you gave me, I use it k'ritzono yizborach. That's the gevaldik da'aga of Bikurim. The Rebbe Chaim Rochem, my Zaydus Chaim Rochem, used to always mention this nekud of Bikurim. He used to always say that this is the pshat, this is the way a person is supposed to be misnaig ba'boiker, in the morning, when a person wakes up. The first koiches that a person has after he wakes up, you give that to the Rebbe Shlom, you give that to the Eibishter, you say Moidani Lufanecho, you say the Berachas Hashacha. The first koiches that you have, instead of going and eating something and enjoying some Dovah Gashmi, you give over those koiches to the Eibishter. Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscho. The first, it's not a crop of Gashmi, it's a crop of your own koiches. Right, but that's those first koyches. If you give it over to the Eibishter, it helps a person to be mashrish. It helps a person internalize that the Eibishter is afke druchi. And the Eibishter gave me back a chias. He gave me back the shama ta'ira, and I have chias again. I woke up, and I have a whole day ahead of me. I want to give that first bikurim. I want to give to the Eibishter. The erste koyches, the erste spitz from the yoyim. First moments that you open your eyes and you're back onto this world and to the beautiful Olam Hazeh, you give it over to the Eibishter. This Indian Yankee Vino was Machadish. Ki Avram Avinu Olam Hashalim, how you Oivid Hashem Bemido is B'chol Avavcha. Avram Avinu was Oivid Hashem with the Mido B'chol Avavcha. He gave up his ganze leiv to the Eibishter. That was Avram Avinu's Mido, the Mido of Chesed. B'chol levavcho, the hearts, v'yitzchok, b'chol nafshecho. And Yitzchok was Messias Nefesh, b'chol nafshecho. It was Moise Nefesh on the Akeda. V'yanki v'midas b'chol ma'idecho. What's midah b'chol ma'idecho? Haino acha, kabbalah satoiva, shehichzir eilov. After the kabbalah satoiva that the Eibishter gave him, right? Yanki v'inu gave it back to the Eibishter. B'chol ma'idecho means b'chol ma'idecho with all your money, with everything you own. The first musik of giving it back to the Eibishter. The first musik, the first place in the Torah that we find this gedank is by Yankiv Avinu. So Yankiv Avinu was the one that was mastered by Kribenu, this nekuda of being Oyved Hashem, b'chol moedechot, or whatever you have, you give it back to the Eibishter, and you mark it. That's still by the Rebbe Shlomo. Adai nakol biyada boyre. And remember the sentence, nakol biyada boyre. I want to use it, utilize it only to the Torah of Yisborach. That's why we begin the parasha of Bikurim with Arami Oibidovi. We begin the story of Yankiv Avinu. How Yankiv Avinu was almost lost. Love and Bikish Lakas Hakan. Yankiv Avinu was Mizgabe. Yankiv Avinu grew from that and he got the Gevaldik Ashiris. Gevaldik, he became a very rich person and a lot, but he had Bechon Vaidachal. But he took all, everything he got. After all the Nisyonis he went through, he took everything he got, and he was maki that he got it from the Eibishter, because love wanted to be kishlakar. Love wanted to take everything away, wanted to kill him, and the Eis of Allah. But Yankiv Avinu, from the Baruch Shloilom, came out of it with the Yankiv Avinu that we know, and he gave everything back, whatever I'm going to get in the future. And the Mice, what he got after he was by Lovin's home, he gave everything, I want to give the Mice, I want to give the Dereishis, everything I want to give to the Baruch Shloilom. Because he was makika dain hakol biad haboide. That's a shtickle meishloch, a very soydizik shtickle. Of even though we don't have the mitzvah bikurim today, but we have to bikurim in our lives. We have to bikurim baboike baboike. It's not only in every morning; it's every little thing that a person has. A person has, he has the rachis, the spitz, and that spitz you give over to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it helps a person to be makir and mashish the hakol biad the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not to use the Chas V'Shalom negative Ritzon Yisborach, but Kir Ritzon Yisborach. Yeah, we'll go to Rachas Chaim.
Can I ask you, one, two things over here, quickly?
Yeah, sure.
How come you learn it? Why do you have to learn it when you say, Shiyum, the Im Azula Vervia, So you're insisting that when he says that the Hashem should teach you what to do with it, you said we don't have such a hitzgalus today. So mamela, we do this bikurim. Who said mechates? You have to learn that that's what he's saying here. Maybe he's told that by doing Bikurim, that's how, Keilu, you learn what to do with everything. Because you know, you have that Hakar that it all came from the Eibishter.
Yeah, but the Marshal that he was saying, the Marshal is that the Melech, that the Eved comes back to his Odoin and he asks him, he gives it all back to him. He asks him, tell me exactly what to do with it. That we don't have by Bikurim. We're not asking the Marshal to tell us what to do. We're just giving it back to the Eibishter, that it should be hakara. You be kurdel marshal, you're giving it to the kohen. You're not keeping it and telling, okay, Eibishter, tell me what to do with it. So what's trying? You're just giving it to the kohen. There's no dialogue with the Baruch Shalom. You're just giving it to the kohen and that's it. The Teretz says, because giving over to the kohen is where it helps you, and everything else, all the remaining things that you have, it helps you.
I hear. Also, what's it called? By Yaakov Avinu, how do you see B'chol Me'adecha is giving Meiser. Meiser is not B'chol Me'adecha.
So that's the whole word of the Me'er Shaloyach. That the Asi Asrenu Loch V'Yaakov Avinu wasn't just giving the Meiser. It was the B'chol Ashatitin Le'Asi Asrenu Loch means that on the day the giving of the Asi Asrenu Loch, it was accorded that everything else that he had also was for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Asi Asrenu Loch helped him that B'chol Moedecha, that whatever he had, he was Oyved Hashem with the rest. Because the Asi Asrenu Loch, he wasn't Oyved Hashem with that. He gave it to the Eibishter. That wasn't B'chol Moedecha. That was given back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it was given back, and that's it. It wasn't by him anymore. So what's the word of B'chol Moedecha? So the Ribbono Shel Olam, B'chol Moedecha means, Al Yidei the Asi Asrenu Loch, that helped him be maki, that whatever else was remaining by him, and he didn't give. He was Oyved Hashem with that, and he did the proper, he did whatever was kiddush tzoyni, not negative tzoyni, Yisbarach, chas v'shalom.